Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part three of our series, Healing My Own Issues with Christianity. In the first episode, we named the wound, the ways Christianity became heavy for me, distorted by control, judgment, and misrepresentation. In the second episode, we talk about the paradox of the Bible itself, the chains and the codes, how the same words that were used to enslave and silence also carried the hidden messages of liberation. And now, we come to the lens that allowed me to reclaim scripture and come back to wholeness, the metaphysical lens. Metaphysics is the study of what is beyond the physical, the unseen principles that shape reality. And when I began to read scripture through this lens, everything changed. Instead of seeing the Bible as a rule book for behavior, I begin to see it as a symbolic guide for consciousness. The characters, the places, the miracles, all became reflections of inner states, not just outer events. For example, Egypt wasn't just a location. It became a symbol of bondage, the mental and spiritual states that keep us enslaved. The wilderness wasn't just geography. It became the place of transformation, the liminal space we all walk through between bondage and promise. The promised land wasn't just a destination. It became the realization of wholeness, sovereignty, and alignment with source. And when Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you," Luke 17:21, the metaphysical lens made it clear. The kingdom is not a future place to reach after death. It is a present reality to embody. This is where it gets real for me, because metaphysics isn't just theory, it's lived. I think back to times in my life when source made a way out of no way, when bills were paid, opportunities appeared, or relationships aligned at exactly the right moment. From the outside, it looked like luck. But I know it was the multiplication of the loaves, just like Jesus demonstrated. It was alignment. And alignment isn't just a nice idea. You feel it in your body. When you're aligned with source, it's like your chest opens, your breath deepens, your whole being hums with a quiet yes. There's no forcing, no striving, no begging, just flow, just presence, just the knowing that everything you need is already here, unfolding. That's what metaphysics helps me see. The miracles in scripture weren't meant to stay on the page. They were reminders of what happens when we come back into alignment. And here's something else. Metaphysics helps you realize that you have more than five senses. The physical world tells us we're limited to sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. But when you live metaphysically, you begin to awaken the senses of intuition, knowing, vibration, and vision beyond the eyes. These are the senses that let you perceive truth, even when the physical world looks chaotic. This is why I often say intellect is the lowest form of knowing. Intellect has its place, yes, It helps us analyze, interpret, and categorize. But when it comes to source, intellect can only take you so far. If you keep scripture as something external, something you only dissect with your mind, you limit yourself to the surface. You stay in the chains. But source gave us more than the intellect. Source gave us deeper senses of knowing, that inner voice, that feeling in your gut, that vibration that tells you yes or no before your mind can explain it, that vision you see with your spirit long before it shows up in the physical. These are the stages of knowing that metaphysics awakens in you. Intellect is the beginning, but intuition, revelation, and embodiment are the higher forms. And when you let yourself rise into those, the words of scripture stop being rules to follow and start becoming living codes you embody. This isn't just my opinion. Scripture itself supports it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, King James Version. I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. That's why keeping the Bible only external is limiting, because the kingdom isn't in the intellect. It's in the embodiment. It's in living the alignment. It's in becoming the truth instead of just studying it. Take a moment with me. Put your hand on your heart. Breathe deeply. And notice how your body feels right now. This is where knowing begins, not just in your mind, but in your whole being. Here are some prompts to help you practice the metaphysical lens. 1, beyond intellect. Where in my life have I relied only on intellect when source was inviting me to trust something deeper? How did that feel? What was the result? 2, senses awakened. Have I experienced moments of intuition, vision, or inner knowing that proved truer than what I could see with my eyes or hear with my ears? Write about one of those times. 3, alignment. What does alignment feel like in my body? Can I describe it? My breath, my energy, my emotions, so I recognize it the next time it comes. 4, living the codes. Choose one scripture that has felt heavy or confusing. What happens when I read it metaphysically as a symbol pointing me inward? What code of freedom does it reveal? Write freely. Let your words flow. This is not about getting it right. It's about moving beyond intellect into deeper knowing. Repeat this with me. I move beyond intellect into deeper knowing. My intuition, my spirit, my alignment with source guide me into the truth. I embody the word. I embody the kingdom. I embody wholeness. Thank you for walking with me through this powerful lens. The metaphysical approach has been my pathway back to joy in scripture. Not because I worship the words, but because I live the truth they point me toward. The Bible doesn't have to be chains. It can be codes. And the codes don't come alive through intellect alone. They awaken when you embody them, when you trust your inner senses, when you live aligned with source. In the next episode, we talk about reclaiming scripture. How I came full circle and now quote the Bible in my podcast, not with heaviness, but with freedom, and how you can reclaim it for yourself too. without the weight of distortion. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in spirit. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happy, healthy, whole, rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.